This is Toledo Today on your Clear Channel radio stations. I'm your host. My name is Rob Thomas. Toledo Today is your weekly public affairs program that takes a look at what's happening in our city, our county, our state, and in the Lake Erie West region. Today, we have from the Stamp Collectors Club of Toledo three of the members. They are Dave Plunkett, Gene Stutzenstein, and Steve Haney. Thank you for joining us on this segment of Toledo Today.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
Good to be here.
Good to be here.
And you all are here. First off, you're hobbyists, and it happens to be stamp collecting. Tell me about it, and how long has stamp collecting been in existence? And, of course, you're going to say ever since people started using stamps.
Great Britain issued the first postage stamp in 1840, and shortly after that, the hobby began.
And this is going to be one of those questions. Right now we hear so much about the Postal Service, and will they be here? How long will they be here? What will that mean to stamp collecting and to stamps in general?
Well, I think stamp collecting is changing already. We're going to the self-adhesives now, where stamp collecting used to be a very inexpensive hobby where you could soak stamps off of envelopes that came to the house or have friends save them for you, and you would soak them off with simply by putting them in water, and they would float off, and you could dry them out and put them in your collection. And now the self-adhesives have issued a whole new aspect to this, where it's more difficult. A lot of them don't soak, so you either wind up saving them as mint stamps or putting them in mounts rather than an inexpensive hinge.
Now, so, I know that the over the years I've noticed that the post office has put out collections. Is that something that you all look into, or do you look more into stamps from other countries, or how does that work?
There's a number of different ways to collect, and I guess the guys will join in and give some different examples. But one of the ones I collect is what's called topical collecting or thematic collecting. So, for example, I collect stamps that are related to space or space achievement, space activities, space scientists. I also collect some things like Pegasus, the god of Mercury's, represented in a number of different stamps. So that's thematic. That's one way people collect. Gene, what are some of the things you collect?
Well, I collect countries of the world. Up until about 1960, when the world started cranking out stamps by the trillions, one-of-a-kind collecting is probably the old way of doing it. But as you said, the Postal Service puts out collections, and unfortunately for the youngsters getting into it, they're really getting a lot of stamps out now, where they might have had only a dozen issues in years past. They're up into well over 100 issues.
Are there any particular ones that people would go, oh yeah, I remember that. That was one of the more popular, one of the more successful runs that they had?
Well, unfortunately today, I think you're seeing more of the nonprofit mail coming through with the same old nonprofit stamps on them. Commemoratives are still cranked out. They still have commemoratives for in our newsletter, we're featuring Carl Sandburg, whose birthday was this week, and the Grand Canyon, and there were stamps for those things, but we rarely see them on mail anymore. And I think most of them are being saved in mint condition by collectors.
What about you, Dave?
I collect a couple different aspects. One of them is postal history, old mail from the Toledo, Lucas County area, different postal markings on the mail, different destinations, that type of thing. And then another aspect, I collect postal items having to do with my birth year, 1949. The stamps that were issued, letters that were mailed, different types of mail, mail that went with the highway post office or the railway post offices, all that type of stuff. It was an inauguration year for Harry Truman, so there's covers that commemorate his inauguration. Just a wide variety of things that can be collected for just taking a particular year.
Touch a little bit more on that. You said something about the difference between a rail postal and what was the other?
Highway post office. For a number of years, the post office department had buses equipped with mail stations that traveled between major cities. And while they were moving from one city to another, they sorted the mail. So when it got to the destination city, it was ready to be put with the carriers for the different routes. And then those buses ran back and forth a couple times a day between the major cities.
So they were actually utilizing that time that it would take to transport the mail from point A to point B and sorting it during that period.
That's correct.
Okay. And because of that, there'd be certain postal marks on the stamps, or they'd be certain stamps? Which is it?
There'd be postal marks on the covers, the envelopes themselves.
Okay. When you talk about the postal marks, how is that different from the stamps?
The stamps are a adhesive label that goes on the corner, and then the postal marks are like a cancellation that is applied over the stamp or another marking that might indicate that the insufficient address or a return to sender, that type of thing.
What are some of the more interesting or, as a collector, unique stamps that one would look for or one might find? Like, and perhaps it's not in your collection, but you know someone that's kind of say, "Oh boy, if I could get my hands on that."
Well, Rob, that kind of ties in with your original question: what do you collect? What do you get involved in? What you'll find is, well, there's three of us here, and I think you heard six or seven different areas that we collect in. If you put 100 people in a room, you'd probably hear 200 or 300 different things or avenues of collecting people get involved in, which is the really cool part about the hobby. You do what you want to do with it. So to specifically answer your question, it's different for every individual. For example, I will talk about one thing that I personally got. One of the countries I collect is Monaco. And when you're developing a stamp, it usually starts out with something like a pencil sketch. An artist is commissioned to develop an image or an idea for the stamp, and then it goes through a process of proofing and checking and review and modification. Some people get interested in collecting just a single stamp. Well, there's a particular stamp that's commemorating Jules Verne and some of his stories that's produced in Monaco. I've actually got the original pencil sketch that the artist did back in the 50s to develop the stamp, and there's differences between that pencil sketch and the rest. So I collect pieces of all the development of that, the proofs of the stamp, the use of the stamp, perfect stamps, which are the mint that Gene was talking about. So everybody has a different opinion of what they find to be unique and exciting.
How about, Gene, your particular aspect again?
Again, it's the world, and I really enjoy it because it opens my mind up to all of the different things that have happened in the world that's commemorated on stamps. You learn a lot about the different countries, the geography, the history, the people involved, and my wife hates it when we get on Jeopardy because how the heck did you know that? It's generally the comment.
Well, see, now that's a great point, too, for those that are looking for a hobby, the fact that it's a historical reference as well.
Correct. The other thing we like to do is we have exhibits. And stamp collecting is a really private hobby because you're working on your collection by yourself at night, generally after work or weekends. But we like to bring what we do to the public. So again, we have a show once a year, and it's coming up in February. We have the dates here, the 25th and the 26th of February. It'll be at Holland Gardens at 6530 Angola Road between McCord and 475. And the times that we're open are 10 to 6 on Saturday, 11 to 4 on Sunday. And we will have exhibits there as well as dealers there with stamps of all different kinds. One of the things about exhibits is we like to show what we collect. Dave, for instance, has a tremendous Ohio postal history exhibit that he's exhibited, and he's gotten some very nice awards for. It goes back to the pre-Ohio days when this was part of Michigan, and he features the Toledo War and how Port Lawrence and some of the other smaller post offices preceded the Toledo post offices. I put together a nice exhibit of Japanese national parks, which got an award here a couple of years ago. And Steve has something on printing, obviously, it's what he does. And he has a nice printing exhibit he's put together. But exhibits are just another whole aspect, and you can learn a lot by going to the show and looking at the exhibits.
What would you say for a novice, someone that wants to get involved with stamp collecting?
There's really no right or wrong way to collect. It's your own personal interest. If you have a topic you're interested in, you can come to the show and go around to the dealers and look for stamps or other related items that the dealers might have that deal with the particular item that you're interested in. It could be Mickey Mouse, it could be rocket science. It doesn't make any difference. Another thing that they could do is they could come to a couple of our club meetings. They're held the first and third Thursdays of every month at the Warnert's Civic Hall on Douglas, just north of Lasky Road. They start at 7 p.m. And they can talk to other collectors. There's always a couple of people there selling items from their own stock, you know, the things that they might have extra. And they could build up a collection on something that interests them. The address of the Warnert Civic Hall is 5068 Douglas, and again, it's just north of Lasky Road, and the club meets the first and third Thursday of every month at 7 p.m.
That's Dave Plunkett. He is one of three members who have joined us today with the Stamp Collectors Club of Toledo. The other two gentlemen that are here with us are Gene Stutzenstein and Steve Haney. How many members do you have currently with the Stamp Collectors Club of Toledo?
The club is something like, I think, 70, 75 people. There's probably about 30, 35 that are pretty active that come once or twice a month every month.
Now, we've shared information on the monthly meetings. If people would like more information, is there a telephone number or web address so they can find out a little bit more about Stamp Collectors Club of Toledo?
I would encourage them to go to the website. Pretty much all the information you need is there. That's www.toledostampclub.org. And you can find out just about everything there. You can email us, and we'd love to have you come over.
Now, how many years now have you had the stamp show?
That's right. Wow.
This is be our 85th year, I believe. Actually, the Toledo Stamp Club itself dates back to, I believe it's 1884. Oh, actually, the second club in the nation, chartered by the American Philatelic Society. The club met for a number of years, and then there was a lull, and it started up in the 1920s, and it's been continuous ever since.
So you've got quite a history.
Yes.
It goes back a long way.
And when you go to the show, what are some of the things that other stamp collectors might be interested in finding when they're there? Is there a special process that you go through as a collector?
As a host of the show, one of the things we do is we bring vendors. The show is both the exhibits that we talked about, but it is really an environment where people can come and buy stuff. There are dealers that make a living helping stamp collectors find what they're looking for, and we have a method of trying to find a good mix. There'll be people there who would be kind of very much focused on helping more novice collectors. There will be people there selling relatively expensive, special, very, very perfect United States stamps for some club members who are trying to create an exclusive, wonderful collection of U.S., for example. For postal history, you have to have what we call covers, which are envelopes. So there's dealers that deal in that. So, you know, what do we have, 30 dealers or so?
26.
And every one of them probably has something that's slightly different than everybody else. And there's also a kids' table. So one of the things that, you know, we talked about, the educating and the learning, the sort of the academic fun you can have in researching stuff, we like the idea of helping children get involved in the hobby because it's a good, inexpensive way to play, and they do get their brains involved in it. We run a kids table that's free, so they, you know, children, kids can come out and dig through stamps and walk away with stuff to start a collection at no charge. It's something to do. I guess another aspect of it, too, is as people are listening to this, there may be some people who've kind of got grandpa's collection somewhere, grandma's collection somewhere. We do a thing called Stamps in the Attic, which is also where the normal population from the Toledo community and larger, we bring people in from about four or five states typically.
Right.
But by and large, you know, for this, normally people living here in Toledo might bring that in. We can take a look at their collection, help them get an idea of what they've got, maybe point them toward a dealer that might be interested in purchasing some of it. You never know if there's going to be any significant value or not, but it's one of the things we do is to, you know, help people kind of understand what they've got.
Let me go around the table and ask how long each of you have been involved with stamp collecting. We'll start with you, Dave.
I remember buying stamps and putting them in a collection back in 1957. Going to the post office and buying my first stamps back then. So that was about when I got the start.
And how did that happen?
Collected stamps, and I started to build a collection of my own.
How about you, Gene?
Well, in 1960, I think it was sixth grade, I started at the stamp club at the local elementary school started up, and I got all excited about that and brought a packet of stamps home, and my dad looked at me and said, "What did you get those for?" And immediately went to a box that had been sitting in the living room, covered up with a bunch of other stuff for years, and he pulled out a couple of stamp albums, and the rest is history.
And how about you, Steve?
I started out in about the 70s, and then this is a relatively common story here. Collected for a few years as a kid, kind of put it in a box, forgot about it, discovered sports, the opposite sex, and went on to have a career. But now that the kids are a little bit older, and this is relatively common in our hobby, kind of back to it. So about 3 years ago, I got a little more active and a little more interested in the hobby.
How about traveling? Do you get an opportunity to go to stamp shows across the country as well? And are there any that, as a stamp collector, you go, that's the Grand Prix of stamp collecting, or the Daytona 500?
There's an organization called the American Philatelic Society, which is kind of the largest group of collectors in the world. They do a really nice magazine, and it's a pretty neat organization, and they exist pretty much just to support the philatelic hobby, U.S., but they're also the biggest one worldwide. They run a couple of shows, and we do travel around. Gene's going to be going to their winter show here shortly, which is down in Atlanta. The big one was their summer show, and I think that was Columbus last year. And I think the good news for around here is I believe it's their winter show next year is going to be Grand Rapids up in Michigan. That's not far, so we travel. But I'll be running out to their next summer show, which is in Sacramento. So they move it around all over the country. It's kind of, they do one on the East Coast, then the Midwest, then the West Coast, then back to Midwest. So we get about 50% of their shows.
Any idea how many people attend those?
In the thousands. Don't have any exact figures, but it's in the thousands.
The winter show is going to be the smaller show, and I think they're doing something like 6,000 or 7,000 programs for the show. And on the summer one, I think it was something like 10,000. So they do expect quite a big number of people. I don't know, how many people we have come through?
About 300.
Yeah, we get about 300 every year.
Now, one of the things that we've touched on is the fact that some of you have exhibits that have won awards. How does that work? Tell me about that process, and how is it judged? Who do you compete against? And is there... certainly the satisfaction of taking a prize home.
We're still trying to figure out how they're judged, aren't we, Dave? But generally, we put our exhibits together mostly for us. There are exhibits out there worth millions of dollars, and there are also exhibits I've seen out there where somebody put together something out of his trash bin that was entertaining as all get out, and it's just fun, and we do it for ourselves, but we also compete against each other. There's a complicated list of things for these judges to follow. It has to do with presentation and difficulty of material and whatnot, but the APS, the American Philatelic Society, offers grand awards and whatnot. There's what's it called, Steve? The sub-level, we're like at Plymouth and some of the other places.
I'm not remembering.
There's the two big shows for the APS every year, and those you'll see some tremendous exhibits. And then there's some sub-levels, Plymouth, Michigan, Indianapolis, and I forget where all the rest of them are, Chicago, obviously. But we're competing against one another. So there are club awards, there are the sub-level awards, and then there's the grand awards. Gold, silver, and all that good stuff. But we do it mostly for ourselves.
But that's, again, another good reason to potentially come out to the show and look around and kind of see what you think of the environment, or to come out to the club itself. And again, that the website we were talking about before is www.toledostampclub.org. That can give you the information about contacting us and reaching out. Everybody's welcome. You come out, there's like, if you decide to join, I think it's like a $7 annual fee. The show itself is free. So this is really all about having some fun and doing some fun things, but different people in the club will help you. Gene would be happy to coach and advise on exhibits. He's better at that than a number of the other club members. And so it's camaraderie. It's helping each other out, playing, investigating, asking questions. At the meetings, we gather and just talk and show what we're doing with each other, but there's usually programs. So you'll have a program. We did a, I can't think of the word, scavenger hunt. So we gave everybody a list of bizarre different kinds of things and little subtle things about different stamps. And there were some prizes for who found the most things or who found the oldest thing. So we tried to have some fun with it. And Gene had mentioned it's kind of a private hobby, and it is. When you're doing things with your stamps, you're probably there by yourself working on it. But there still is a lot of fun. There's meetings to go to, there's shows to go to, there's things to do, there's exhibiting. The APS itself, and then we were talking about, they travel around and do presentations to help stamp collectors get better at different things. There's a whole infrastructure of support and help to discover this, and a lot of people might be listening tonight or think, well, I never collected as a kid. You don't have to. Come back out as an adult. As a matter of fact, we're seeing that happen in the hobby quite a bit with all the new things that are available for kids. It's hard to get their attention sometimes, but a lot of 30, 40-year-olds are kind of discovering or rediscovering stamps, and it can be fun.
And APS stands for?
American Philatelic Society.
Okay. And the Stamp Collectors Club of Toledo is holding a show, and it's coming up on Saturday and Sunday, February 25th and 26th. Gene, why don't you share with us the times and what we'll find when there?
Okay, again, that's at Holland Gardens. It's on Angola Road between the Interstate 475 and McCord Road. The address is 6530 Angola Road. It's open from, what are the hours? 10 to 6 on Saturday, 11 to 4 on Sunday. There's no charge for attendance, and you'll be able to see exhibits and dealers and some good food as well.
Yeah, and also we have the free kids table where kids can come in, look through stamps and catalogs and whole array of philatelic items and walk away with stuff for themselves for free. We also have the stamps in your attic where you can bring in a collection, and we'll have club members look at it and give you a general idea of what it may be worth, and point you in the direction of some dealers that may be interested in buying it.
Now, when you all get together for the meetings that occur, it was once a month, twice a month?
Twice a month, the first and third Thursdays.
You have an opportunity to talk with other collectors and find out what are some of the things that you share. Are you having a tough time trying to find a particular stamp, or what do you think about this exhibit? How should I, I don't know. What are some of the questions that come up, or with some of the help that you can provide one another?
I would say all of the above. We help each other find stamps. we just compare notes. We show off our stuff sometimes. It depends on the program. Selling your collection, we have that. We have a couple of dealers in the club who are willing to give us their notes and whatnot, and what they can impart to us. And it's just a friendly group gets together, and
Robin ranges all over the place. I mean, even some of it's we're stamp collectors. That's what we tend to talk about. We're in this group, but it ranges all over. We do a picnic, which is really just a picnic, and we all get together just to have fun because we know each other. We have a Christmas party. At the Christmas party, there's a gift exchange where you kind of put something in a box and you come in, and if you bring one in, you can take one. And sometimes you get philatelic or stamp-related stuff, and other times I ended up taking home a stuffed frog for my wife. So some of it's stamps, but others, it's just other people you know, and you get together and you get to know each other and have fun.
Let's make sure that we share the information about the Stamp Collectors Club of Toledo stamp show that's coming up. And who wants to...
Again, it's 25th and 26th of February. It is at Holland Gardens, which is on Angola Road, just between McCord and 475. I think the address is 6530. Again, the 25th and 26th of February. It's 10 to 6 on Saturday and 11 to 4 on Sunday.
And Dave, you said there's a free kids table, and they can...
The free kids table, stamps, and other philatelic material, and again, the stamps in the attic, where... Bring in a collection or accumulation of stamps you might have sitting around the house, and club members will be able to tell you and give you an idea of what it's worth, or point you in the direction of a dealer that might be interested in purchasing it.
Well, first let's share a telephone number too if people would like more information, and then we'll ask for a web address for people that may not have heard all the information that we've shared today. They can certainly go to the web address and get more information.
Well, the web address is www.toledostampclub.org. We're a smaller group, like we said, only 30 to 50 people. There's not a lot in the way of a phone number to reach, but I would be happy to give a business number.
You can share the web address again.
The web address is www.toledostampclub.org. But just because I do like the hobby and I like to help people, if they want a phone number, they can reach out to 419-472-0505. That's a business number. So just call, ask for Steve Heaney, and I'd be happy to take phone calls and help people investigate if this is something they'd be interested in.
Okay, well, so that's Steve Haney, and he's joined by Gene Stutzenstein and Dave Plunkett from the Stamp Collectors Club of Toledo. Thank you for joining us on this segment of Toledo Today.
Thanks for having us here.
Thanks,
Rob.
A lot.
Thanks, Rob.
If your group or organization would like to appear on the program, send me an email. The address is robthomas@clearchannel.com. Until next time, for Toledo Today, this is Rob Thomas, hoping you have a pleasant week.